Good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
This podcast is an audio version of the second article in a 9-part series entitled The Road Ahead, Evolving Realities in the Post-Pandemic Economy. Researched and written by the Insight Collective, a tourism economy think tank and resource center, the series is being produced and distributed in partnership with Swift Communications and their network of Mountain Town newspapers in order to help resort community stakeholders and their residents better understand, plan, and navigate the COVID pandemic and the re-emerging economic landscape, thus the Road to Recovery theme. My name is Ralph Garrison, founder of the Insight Collective, and today, paraphrasing the article I've just written, entitled, Drivers on the Road to Recovery, Vaccinations, Vacations, and Visitor Values. The first article in our series, entitled, What Does Summer Tourism Look Like?, was penned by destination travel expert Carl Roboto, ran March 24th, and established that the vacation demand is strong. Seemingly everyone is thinking about vacation travel. And one of our travel partners, Intopia Destimetrics, data shows that advanced reservation bookings are very strong, and end-of-season visitation here in this spring break and Easter time frame is exploding in many mountain destination resort communities. But the COVID cooties and its variants love to go traveling. Spread by congregation has proven it's full of surprises and demands our respect and careful considerations. Infections are trending upward in most states over the past week or so, an alarming trend, including Colorado, reported increase of more than 30% in the last 7 days, and several mountain communities again showing signs of spiking. This according to Washington Post reports and anecdotal information coming from the CDC at time of writing. Dr. Fauci, smiling more than he has in the past, is still cautioning that we have not turned the corner. He suggests we're better off thinking about that we're at that intersection. So, as winter wanes and the summer season approaches, community leaders face tough decisions about how they contemplate their road to recovery, who, how, and when to invite visitors back in this sort of ongoing effort to strike a balance between the safety of pandemic protocols and the benefits of economic liberation. The CDC, providing guidance in most cases, is currently and still advising against non-essential travel, but has been communicating new thinking and promising imminent guidance, according to CDC Director Dr. Walensky. So, now what? Our Insight Collective and its 9 founding members convened their think tank and took this subject on, offering the following insights, some suggested guidance, and our trademark, so what? But why does it matter? First, and maybe most strategically, we're going to talk for a moment about a sort of destination-centric shift. Here's the backstory. Traditional destination tourism for the last several decades has really largely been based on the marketplace demand. Who's out there that wants to travel? How much are they willing to pay, etc.? But over the last several years, the concept of over-tourism, more demand than supply is available, has continued to emerge as a consideration, not just in mountain communities, but around the country, around the world. And the COVID pandemic has really accelerated an emerging new reality, which is giving voice to a distinct local resident-centric perspective. Not just focusing on the marketplace, but on the destination, residents, hosts, their considerations, and well-being. Simultaneously with my penning this article, Travel Weekly's Jerry Clausing wrote a great piece about the emergence of, or re-emergence, of over-tourism and wrote, quote, "Some tourism economies are pushing back on attempts to return to the status quo. Instead advancing tourism management over marketing with an emphasis on more local input and control." All right, so not a new concept, but easier said than done, and now given new life, or at least the opportunity of new life, as we look down the road ahead. And now, with the return of demand established, and what one marketing type, who preferred to remain anonymous, called more demand than we know what to do with, there may be a unique opportunity to be more selective, identifying, inviting, and hosting the kinds of visitors that are most compatible with the character and the values of the local and part-time residents. Let's call it the visitor fit factor. And just to give it the ring of authenticity, I'll give it an acronym, the VF2. So, to illustrate how this might work, we've segmented the prospective visitors by their type, their typology, to demonstrate how this might work and how it matters. This is, of course, a uniquely sort of COVID cootie post-pandemic perspective. So with that in mind, category number one, the haves. Those who are already vaccinated, over 70% of people over 65, according to the CDC, have completed vaccinations, are joined by many more who have gotten natural immunity through their exposure to the COVID virus itself, and are now injected, pun intended, with a series of liberation and sort of impunity about travel. I are one of those with my two-shot CDC card, a little smugness and a sense of a get-out-of-jail card, but also some appropriate cautions. Our think tank destination experts, Carl Roboto and Brian London, expect this group, led by the baby boomers, who are defined as those born between 1948 and 1964, to lead the way and emerge as the preferred target guest for many discerning destinations. A high VF2, if you will. Number two, the have-nots. Interested, but not yet vaccinated, much of the U.S. population is still in queue. But again, per Dr. Fauci, his quote, "Anyone who wants one, a vaccination, should be able to get one by May." Mostly younger, midlife, and population-wise, Gen X, Gen Y, millennials, this group has been the most active emerging market segment for travel in the recent past, will likely re-emerge so in the long-term future. But for now, eager to travel and anointed with a sort of sense of the hubris of youth, some of these have-nots, especially over this end-of-season spring break, are evoking conflicting values and resulting friction with local residents in some markets. A perfect example is what we're seeing on the news about spring breaks in coastal beach communities, just by way of one case in point. Number three, and apologies for this, but we're calling them the won't, don't. Those who don't buy into the COVID pandemic threat and won't participate in becoming vaccinated as a result. A significant portion of the U.S. population does not intend to become vaccinated, and many appear to have been traveling already and throughout. Their typology is not at all age-specific and appear to have some overriding interest in the freedom of choice and a lack of confidence in the science or the government. Which trumps concern over the personal welfare of the greater good. So, while interested in leisure travel, they are likely the least likely to be in sync with the values of their destination residents and thereby earn the lowest VF2 factor. Well then, so what? Well, all three visitor types demonstrate strong market demand for travel. The VF2, the visitor fit factor, that is the well-being and compatibility with their destination community residents, varies widely, And so should their priority as being welcomed visitors. At stake is both the ability for us to defend against a springtime spike in the short term and evolving local sentiment about the future benefits, if you will, versus detriments of a tourism-based economy down the road and over the long term. Ironically, absent strong leadership and a premeditated inclusive policy from community leaders and stakeholders on what, when, and who to target, visitors will likely be making travel decisions based on their own preferences and values. The result could be counterproductive to the VF2 metaphor. We may be getting more businesses from the least compatible visitor types and less business from those most attractive and compatible. The road to recovery is neither smooth nor straight, with curves, potholes, and road closures, detours, and the like, especially for those who are not clear about their final destination, haven't thought out their route map, or lose their way. While the challenges are steep, the pandemic has brought with it a silver lining, a unique opportunity to emerge with a clear roadmap to a new reality and more sustainable future for all. The war against the pandemic is global, but the battle will be waged, won or lost, locally. Thanks for lending me your ear. Feel free to join the online discussion about the road to recovery in your own community. Mark your calendar for future articles in this series, running Wednesdays through mid-May. And stay safe. For more about the Insight Collective, check out our webpage, www.theinsightscollective.com. There you have it.